Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate 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 Vasudevaya.
Reading from the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Chapter 2, text number 9. Sanjaya uvacha.
Sanjaya uvacha.
Evam ukvari shikesham.
Evam ukvari shikesham.
Gudakesha parantapa.
Gudakesha parantapa.
Nayochya iti govindam.
Nayochya iti govindam.
Utvatushtam. Bahuvamha
Udvatushtam Bahuvamha
Udvatushnim Bahuvamha
Udvatushnim Bahuvamha
Sanjaya Uvacha
Sanjaya Uvacha
Evam Mukvarishikesham
Evam Mukvarishikesham
Buddhakesha Tarantapa
Buddhakesha Tarantapa
Nayochya Iti Govindam
Nayochya Iti Govindam
Utvatushnim Bahuvaha
Udvatushnim Bahuvaha
Sanjaya Uvacha
Sanjaya Uvacha
Evam Mukvarishikesham
Evam Mukvarishikesham
Buddhakesha Parantapa
Buddhakesha Parantapa
Nayochya Iti Govindam
Nayochya Iti Govindam
Udvatushnim Bahuvaha
Udvatushnim Bahuvaha
Sanjaya Uvacha
Sanjaya Uvacha
Sanjaya said
Sanjaya said
Evam
Evam
Thus
Thus
Utva
Utva
Speaking
Speaking
Rishikesham
Rishikesham
Unto Krishna
Unto Krishna
The master of the senses
The master of the senses
Gudakesha
Gudakesha
Arjuna
Arjuna
The master of curbing ignorance
The master of curbing ignorance
Parantapa,
Parantapa,
the chastiser of the enemy,
the chastiser of the enemy.
Nayochye,
Nayochye,
I shall not fight,
I shall not fight.
Iti,
Iti,
thus,
thus,
Govindam,
Govindam,
unto Krishna,
unto Krishna,
the giver of pleasure to the senses,
the giver of pleasure to the senses.
Upva
Udva
saying
saying
Tushnim
Tushnim
silent
silent
Bahuva
Bahuva
became
became
Pa
Pa
certainly
certainly
You got the Nepali book? Who's going to translate?
Translation, Sanjaya said, having spoken thus, Arjuna, chastiser of enemies, told Krishna, Govinda, I shall not fight, and fell silent.
Sanjaya ne kaha, is prakar kahene ke baad satru ka daman karne wala Arjuna Krishna se bola, hey Govinda, main yuddha nahi karunga, aur wo chup ho gaya.
Good work.
Dhritarashtra must have been very glad to understand that Arjuna was not going to fight and was instead leaving the battlefield for the begging profession. But Sanjay disappointed him again in relating that Arjuna was competent to kill his enemies, Parantapa. Although Arjuna was, for the time being, overwhelmed with false grief due to family affection, he surrendered unto Krishna, the Supreme Spiritual Master, as a disciple. This indicated that he would soon be free from the false lamentation resulting from family affection and would be enlightened with perfect knowledge of self-realization or Krishna consciousness and would then surely fight. Thus Dhritarashtra's joy would be frustrated since Arjuna would be enlightened by Krishna and would fight to the end.
तात्पर्य धृतराष्ट्र को ये जानकर परम प्रसन्नता हुई गई होगी कि अर्जुन युद्ध ना करके युद्ध भूमि छोड़कर भिक्षागन करने जा रहा है किंतु संजय ने उसे पुनः ये कहकर निराश कर दिया कि अर्जुन अपने शत्रुओं को मारने में सक्षम है परंतु यद्यपि कुछ समय के लिए अर्जुन अपने पारिवारिक स्नेह के प्रति मिथ्या शोक से अभिभूत था किंतु उसने शिष्य रूप में अपने गुरु श्री कृष्ण की शरण ग्रहण कर ली इससे सूचित होती है कि शीघ्र ही वह इस शोक से निवृत्त हो जाएगा और आत्म साक्षात्कार का कृष्ण भावनामृत में पूर्ण ज्ञान के प्रकाशित होकर पुनः युद्ध करेगा इस तरह धृतराष्ट्र का हर्ष भंग हो जाएगा
ओम ज्ञानार्थ मरंदस्य Sarvaikam Sarvadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakha Vitamsya Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Chakatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gaurange Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
So Sanjay is speaking to Dhritarashtra
Sanjay le Dhritarashtra san kura gari rakhnu bhayeko cha
Sanjay is able to see what's taking place in the battle of in the field of Kurukshetra. Sanjay is disciple of Vyasadeva, and Vyasadeva has given him the power to see. He could have given the same power to Dhritarashtra. Even though Dhritarashtra is blind, Vyasadeva could have given him the eyes to see the battle of Kurukshetra. But Dhritarashtra didn't want to see. He was afraid to see anything happen to his sons. Dhritarashtra was blind, materially and spiritually.
आध्यात्मिक दृष्टिकोण है और भौतिक दृष्टिकोण द्वितीय दृष्टिकोण.
A lot of people are blind spiritually.
धेरै जसो मानिसहरू चाहिँ आध्यात्मिक तरिकाले अन्धा हुन्छन्.
Most people are blind spiritually.
खास भन्यो भने धेरै जसो हामी जस्तो सबैजना अन्धा नै छौँ आध्यात्मिक दृष्टि.
Blind means they simply think in terms of their family.
अन्ध भन्नुको हिसाब के भन्दाखेरि आफ्नो परिवारको किसिमले मात्रै सोच्नु.
They're simply thinking about what is good for my children, my husband, my wife, my mother, my father.
अन्धो भन्नाले आध्यात्मिक अन्धो भनेको कस्तो भन्दाखेरि मेरो आमालाई, मेरो छोरालाई, मेरो छोरीलाई, पत्नी श्रीमतीको बारेलाई के राम्रो हुन्छ त्यही मात्रै सोच्नु.
This is called skin disease.
यसलाई थालाको रोग भन्छ.
We are simply attached to our skin.
किनभने हामी आफ्नो खाली थालासँग मात्रै जोडिएका छौँ, एकदम आसक्ति भएर.
But the skin is only the dress of the body.
तर खास यो हाम्रो थाला त शरीरको एउटा लुगा मात्रै हो.
Krishna explains in the second chapter the science of the soul.
कृष्ण भगवानले दोस्रो अध्यायमा उदाहरण दिएर भन्नुहुन्छ कसरी यो शरीर त एउटा परिवर्तन हुन्छ.
Just like you change your dress, you're changing also body.
जसरी हामीले आफ्नो लुगा फेर्छौँ त्यस्तै गरेर हामीले आफ्नो शरीर पनि फेरिरहेका हुन्छ.
We become very attached to one dress. You get attached to wearing a particular cloth. You don't want to get a new cloth.
हामी जस्तै एउटा लुगालाई एकदम एउटा लुगाप्रति एकदम आसक्त भएर त्यो लुगालाई छोड्नै खोज्दैन.
Especially shoes. If you have shoes, then to wear the new shoe very uncomfortable. The old shoe is very comfortable.
जस्तै गरेर उदाहरणको अहिले जुत्ता पुरानो जुत्ता भए पनि त्यो जुत्तासँग एकदम हाम्रो आसक्ति हुन्छ.
So like that we get attached to this body. But this body, these bodily relationships are only temporary. Then Srimad Bhagavatam Sukadev Goswami tells Maharaj Parikshit, the family members are just like an army. Just like soldiers.
Sukadeva Goswami le bhanuhuncha Srimad Bhagavatam ma Parikshit Maharaj lai ki yo hamro sharir ra sharirik sambandha haru chai khali army ko jastai ho.
But these soldiers cannot win the battle.
Tara yi yodha haru le chai kahile pani yuddha jitna sakdaina.
We are thinking my family will save me from death.
हामीले के सोचिन्छौँ मेरो परिवारले मलाई मृत्युबाट बचाउँछ भनेर.
When I get old, when I'm sick, my family will take care of me.
जब म बुढो हुन्छु, जब म बिरामी हुन्छु त्यतिखेर मेरो परिवारले मलाई पाल्छ, मद्दत गर्छ भनेर सोचिन्छ.
With my money, I will protect myself.
र मसँग भएको पैसाले म आफूलाई बचाउँछु.
I will live forever.
म सधैँभरि बाँच्नेछु.
Nobody is making plan for the next one.
कसैले पनि अर्को जिन्दगीको लागि भनेर हामीले सोचेर विचार पुऱ्याएका छैनौँ.
We're just making plans to stay here forever.
हामी सबैजनाले हामी यहीँ बसिरहने हो सधैँभरि भनेर त्यही हिसाबले हामीले आफ्नो प्लान बनाएका.
But the family members are just like people who come together. When you go on the bus, you sit in the bus and other people get on the same bus.
जस्तै हाम्रो परिवार भनेको चाहिँ कस्तो भन्दाखेरि हामी बसमा गइन्छ, बसमा गर्दाखेरि सँगै कतिजना मान्छे आउँछ.
And you sit in the same bus with them for some time, and then they get off the bus and they go to their place and you get off a different place.
हामी बसमा बस्दाखेरि के हुन्छ, कोही कोही मान्छे आउँछन् सँगै बसिन्छ एकैछिनको लागि, त्यसपछि फेरि छोडेर जानुपर्छ.
In the same way the family members, we come together and in course of time we separate.
त्यस्तै गरेर हाम्रो परिवारका सबै सदस्यहरू पनि के हुन्छ, समय समयमा एकचोटिमा सबैजना सँगै आइन्छ, त्यसपछि बिस्तारै छोडिँदै हुन्छ.
But when we come together, we become very affectionate. We are thinking, my family.
तर हामी जब सँगै आइरहन्छौँ त्यतिखेर हामीले एकदम सोचिन्छौँ, ओ मेरो परिवार भनेर एकदम.
We are thinking, my children, my home.
मेरो बच्चाहरू, मेरो घर.
But they can all be taken very easily.
तर यो सबै कुरा एकैछिन जान पनि सक्छ छेडिक रूपमा.
We saw some few years ago at Phuket, one day the big wave came in. And so many people gone. Where are they now?
We don't
know. They must have taken birth some other place. So Krishna tells Arjuna, Bahuni medyatitani janmani tavacharjuna tani aham veda sarvani natvam veda parantapa. Many births both you and I have had, O Arjuna. I can remember all of them. You cannot. So the very beginning of Bhagavad Gita, Dhritarashtra revealed his attachment for his sons. Dharma kshetre kuru kshetre samave jali yudhava mame kham pandavas chaiva kimmakurvatatande mame kham pandavas chaiva. Dhritarashtra is speaking mame kham. What did my sons and the sons of Pandu do? Dhritarashtra is thinking, my sons are the Kurus. The Pandavas, they are not Kurus. But Pandu was his brother. They're all Kurus, but Dhritarashtra was separating mame kam, my sons, and those others, the Pandus. This is family affection, this is attachment to this body. What we call, what the Prabhupada calls, aham and mamiti. We're thinking, I am this body. They are mine, my sons. And when we have this consciousness, we have to remain in the material world. So we are reading the verse here. We're hearing Gudakesha is speaking to the Rishikesha. Arjuna is Gudakesha, he is the conqueror of ignorance. Conqueror of sleep, doesn't sleep, didn't need to sleep much. But even though he's Gudakesha, he still fell in ignorance. He still got in ignorance. Because he came on the battlefield at Kurukshetra. He came into the Kurukshetra battlefield and he told Krishna, take my chariot into the middle of this battlefield. I want to see who I'm going to fight. So Krishna is Madhava, he has come as a chariot driver of Arjuna and he is taking orders from Krishna, from Arjuna rather. Krishna is the supreme controller, but he becomes controlled by the love of his devotee, like Arjuna. Krishna, just like Krishna was tied up by Mother Yashoda, by the love of Mother Yashoda, he allowed Mother Yashoda to catch him and tie him up. In the same way, Krishna became controlled by Arjuna's love and he became the chariot driver for Arjuna.
Krishna
So in the first chapter of Bhagavad Gita, we have Arjuna telling Krishna, take my chariot into the middle of this battlefield. I want to see everyone here going to fight. Who's going to fight? So Krishna is a humble servant of his devotee. He said, yes. Take
the
chariot.
Yes.
But where Krishna takes his chariot right in front of Bhishma and Drona. And Krishna says to Arjuna, look Arjuna, all Kurus everywhere. So this is the nature of the material world. There's always quarrel, even in the family. We try to keep the family together, but still the families quarrel with each other. So here you see the original family quarrel at Kurukshetra. So when Arjuna saw Bhishma and Drona, then he became confused. He thought, how can I fight these people? These people are my teachers, they are worthy of my worship. And Arjuna is telling Krishna, no, I cannot fight, this is not good. Arjuna was saying, how will I enjoy the kingdom if I kill these people? Just like if you have something you want to enjoy it, part of the enjoyment is to show it off to other people. Just like people come here to Chaam, they buy a suit and they go back to their country and they say, yeah, look, I got this suit. But Arjuna was thinking, if I win the kingdom and I kill them, who will I show it off to? I've already killed
everybody.
Just like if they buy the new suit and they go back home and then they don't know anybody. Nobody knows they got a new suit, so how can they show it off? So then Arjuna was also worried about sinful reactions, that if I kill people then it's very wrong, I'll get reactions for this. And then Arjuna was also telling Krishna that if all the heads of the family die, it will be very bad for our society, our family traditions will all stop. When the heads of the family are not there, then the young people will become irreligious. The elders in the family are always more religious minded and they encourage the youngsters to be religious and keep up their tradition.
Mm.
But if the older, if the elders all die, then nobody, the people, all young people will just become materialistic and irreligious. They won't care about their tradition. When the men are irreligious, then the women will follow the men. They will also become irreligious. And then when the women become irreligious, then they get exploited and they have children which they don't want. And then they give up all the Kula Dharma and Jati Dharma, they give up all their family tradition and community projects. So Arjuna was worried about all of this, that these are all reasons why he shouldn't fight. He was telling Krishna, you're Madhusudan, you killed the demon Madhu, but you want me to kill Bhishma and Drona. I will be infamous as Drona Sudana and Bhishma Sudana. You're Arisudana but you want me to be famous for killing, not deep, for killing my teacher and my grandfather. But Arjuna was fortunate because he had Krishna with him, and he had love for Krishna, and he had respect for Krishna, so he surrendered himself to Krishna. Arjuna understood that he was dharma, karpanya dosho pahata swabhava dharma samudha cheta, dharma samudha cheta. He was confused about his duty. So he took advantage of Krishna's presence and he surrendered himself. He said, no, I am your disciple, shishastiham sadimam tvam prapanam, that I am your disciple, so surrendered unto you, please accept, please instruct me. So Arjuna knew he had problems and he knew he couldn't solve his problems on his own. He needed help to decide what to do and how to do it. So he is approaching Krishna and he is asking Krishna to tell him. So although Arjuna is confused, he need not feel that he is in a hopeless situation. He has a good future because he is with Krishna. Sanjay is describing to Dhritarashtra that Arjuna is Parantapa, that he can defeat the enemy. He's able to defeat his enemy. In the first chapter, we already saw signs of the victory of the Pandavas. First of all, in the very beginning, because this battle is taking place at Kurukshetra, and it's Dharmakshetra, Kurukshetra. Kurukshetra is not any ordinary place, but it's a place of Dharma. So this is very favorable for the Pandavas.
कुरुक्षेत्र चाहिँ यतिकै एउटा साधारण रणभूमि होइन, यो चाहिँ धर्म क्षेत्र पनि हो। त्यही भएर जो धर्मका पक्षमा लागेका छन् पाण्डवहरू उनीहरूको लागि एकदम राम्रो कुरा हो।
Then Arjuna has Hanuman on the flag of his chariot.
त्यस्तै गरेर अर्जुनको रथको माथिपट्टि झण्डा चाहिँ कस्तो छ भन्दा हनुमान हुनुहुन्छ।
Srila Prabhupada explains that Hanuman has his mood is to worship Hanuman. Hanuman is his acharya in fighting.
र अर्जुनले चाहिँ हनुमानलाई आफ्नो आचार्य मान्नु भएको छ लडाइँ गर्नुको लागि।
Previously, in Lord Krishna's previous incarnation, Hanuman fought for Lord Rama against Ravan and helped Lord Ramachandra to defeat Ravan and his army of Rakshasas. Ra
Krishna bhagwan ko tyo bhanda ahile ko avatar ma Ram bhayera aunda khari Hanuman le Ravan lai harauna lai madad garnu bhayeko huncha.
So now Arjuna is praying to Hanuman that you help Lord Ramachandra, you please help me, give me your blessing, bless me, that I can also fight as you fought.
Ra Arjuna le tei bhayera Hanuman lai prarthana garnu huncha jasari tapai le Ram lai madad garera Ravan lai haraunu bhayo tesai garera malai pani aile madad garnuhos Krishna bhagwan ko pakshma lagiraheko chu bhanne.
Arjuna has also got an invincible chariot which was a gift from the Agni, the god of fire.
त्यस्तै गरेर अर्जुनसँग एउटा रथ पनि छ, त्यो रथलाई कसैले जित्न सक्दैन, त्यो रथ चाहिँ अग्निदेवले दिनुभएको छ।
And he's got wonderful horses to pull the chariot which were given by Chitrarata, one of the demigods.
त्यस्तै गरेर उहाँसँग पनि घोडाहरू थिए, घोडाहरू पनि एकदम खतरा थिए र उहाँ चित्ररथले दिनुभएको थियो त्यो
एउटा। And Arjuna has also got Lord Krishna on his chariot.
र त्यस्तै गरेर सबभन्दा महत्त्वपूर्ण चाहिँ अर्जुनसँग कृष्ण भगवान हुनुहुन्छ सारथीका रूपमा।
Lord Krishna is described as Madhava, he's the husband of the goddess of fortune.
र कृष्ण भगवानलाई माधव पनि भनिन्छ, माधव भनेको लक्ष्मीको श्रीमान।
So some people, we see people, they worship Lakshmi. They don't know that if you just worship Krishna, automatically Lakshmi will come.
र कति मान्छेले के गर्छन् त खालि लक्ष्मीलाई मात्रै पूजा गर्छन्, तर उनीहरूलाई थाहा छैन त्यही गरी कृष्णलाई अथवा माधवलाई पूजा गर्ने भने लक्ष्मी त आफै आउनुहुन्छ।
बिकज लक्ष्मी इज अलवेज विथ हर हस्बन्ड,
किनभने लक्ष्मी चाहिँ सधैँ आफ्नो श्रीमानसँग हुनुहुन्छ।
सो कृष्ण इज माधवा, सो द गॉडेस अफ फर्चुन इज अल्सो देयर विथ अर्जुना।
र जब हामीले माधवलाई पूजा गर्छौँ त्यतिखेर लक्ष्मी त आफै आइहाल्नुहुन्छ, उहाँ सधैँ हुनुहुन्छ कृष्णसँग।
एन्ड देन द कान्स शेल्स, द अर्जुना एन्ड कृष्ण, in the beginning we had Bhishma and Drona, they blew their conch shells, but then Krishna and Arjuna blew their conch shells and the sound was transcendental.
Drona le Bhishma le aafno sangha pugnu huncha tesko tyo sangha puge pachi chai Arjuna ra Krishna le pani aafno ekdam adhyatmik sangha pugnu huncha tesbata aako dhwani chai yesto adhyatmik ra divya thiyo.
When Krishna and Arjuna blew their conch shells and the sound pierced the hearts of the Kaurava army.
Jasari Krishna ra Arjuna le sangha puge pachi chai tyo sangha bata aayeko dhwani chai ke bhayo Kauru guru haruko hriday ma gaera pura tasakka bhayo.
Because that conch is the symbol of Vishnu and that meant Vishnu was on their side.
Ra kinabhane sangha chai Vishnu bhagwan ko euta sanket ho.
So all of these different signs were there in the beginning that it was going to be favorable for the Pandavas.
Really sabai hamle pahilo adhyay ma dekheka chhau ki sabai karan harule chai Pandavas harulai Pandava harulai yo yuddha ma ramro lakshan thiyo.
So Sanjay is, in this verse we read today, Sanjay is telling Dhritarashtra that oh, Arjuna is not going to fight. He's put down his bow, Gandiva bow, and he's not going to fight.
Right here they Sanjay le bhanu cha Dhritarashtra lai, oh hernus Arjuna ta aba jhada ladai nagarne bhayo, hamro Gandiva nai tala rakhdiyo bhanera bhanu cha.
Arjuna vowed he would never put down his bow. Arjuna vowed he would kill anybody who told him to put down that Gandiva bow.
Ra Arjuna le pahila ke bhanu bhayeko thiyo, पहिला चाहिँ उहाँले कसैले तिमीले गान्डी तल राख्यो भने उसलाई मारिदिन्छु भनेर भन्नुभयो, आफ्नो गान्डी कहिले पनि तल राख्दिन भन्नुभएको थियो, तर अहिले चाहिँ उहाँले गान्डी तल राख्नुभयो भनेर भन्नुहुन्छ सञ्जयले।
One time during the battle of Kurukshetra, Maharaj Yudhisthira had a fight with Karna and he got defeated and he got injured and he had to leave the battlefield.
र त्यसै गरेर कुरुक्षेत्रको लडाईँमा एकचोटि के हुन्छ त भन्दाखेरि कर्ण र युधिष्ठिर बिचमा लडाइँ हुन्छ, लडाइँ हुँदाखेरि कर्णले जित्नुहुन्छ युधिष्ठिर महाराजलाई र युधिष्ठिर महाराज त्यहाँबाट जानुपर्छ।
Arjuna was worried about Yudhishthira and he came to see what if he was okay.
Ra Arjuna le sare chinta pareko thiyo Yudhishthira ko bare ra waha herna aunu bhayo satrutra thik chha ki chaina bhanera.
So when Arjuna came to see Yudhishthira, Yudhishthira thought that Arjuna had defeated Karna and he thought Arjuna has come to tell him that he defeated Karna.
Ra tedi hera chai Yudhishthira thought that he came to युधिष्ठिरले के सोच्नु भयो भन्दाखेरि अर्जुनले आउनु भयो कि उहाँले कर्णलाई मैले जितेँ भनेर पराजित गरेँ भनेर भन्न आउनु भयो, सूचना दिन आउनु भयो भनेर।
So when Arjuna came in his stand, Yudhishthira said to him, so did you defeat Karna, did you kill Karna?
त्यतिखेर युधिष्ठिर महाराजले सुन्नुहुन्छ अर्जुनलाई, र त्यसले तिमीले आज कर्णलाई जित्यौ त पराजित गर्यौ भनेर सोध्नु।
Arjuna said, no, I just came to see if you're okay. Then Arjuna, Yudhishthira got very angry at Arjuna. He said, you're not worthy to have that Gandiva bow. You should put down that Gandiva bow. You're not a Kshatriya. How could you leave the battlefield like this? So when Yudhishthira said this to Arjuna, Arjuna pulled out his sword and he was going to kill Yudhishthira. Because Arjuna made a vow, anybody tells me put down the Gandiva bow, I will kill them.
यस्तो प्रतिज्ञा गर्नुभएको थियो कि कसैले आएर मलाई गान्धीको तल राख भन्यो भने म त्यसलाई मारिदिन्छु भन्ने उहाँको प्रतिज्ञा
थियो। कृष्ण वाज विथ अर्जुना, कृष्ण स्टप्ड अर्जुना एन्ड ही टोल्ड अर्जुना देयर आर अदर वेज टु किल हिम, यु डोन्ट हैव टु युज योर सर्ड, यु कैन किल हिम बाइ इन्सल्टिङ वर्ड्स।
र त्यतिखेर चाहिँ अर्जुन थाहा कृष्ण पनि हुनुहुन्थ्यो र कृष्णले भन्नुभयो तिमीले एउटै तरिकाले मात्रै मान्छेलाई मार्न सकिँदैन, मान्छेलाई अरू तरिकाले मार्न सकिन्छ, जस्तै
So then Arjuna began to insult Yudhishthira. He said, yeah, what kind of man are you? You let our wife be taken in the gambling match and we lost our wife. And then he tried to rip off her clothes and you wouldn't let us defend her. What kind of man are you?
युधिष्ठिर महाराजलाई नराम्रो नराम्रो शब्द भन्नुभयो र उहाँले भन्नुभयो तिमी कस्ता व्यक्ति छौ नि, तिमीले आफ्नो श्रीमतीलाई पनि रड्नु के भन्छ जुवामा हरायो, जुवामा हारेपछि अरू मानिसले आएर साडी साडी निकाल्दा होला नि चुप्पो लाएर बस्यो, हाल्दा पनि जान्दैन कस्ता छ मान्छे तिमी भनेर।
So in this way, Arjuna hurled abuse at Yudhishthira and then he touched his feet. So Arjuna had made a serious vow. Anybody tells me to put down my Gandiva bow, he would kill them.
अर्जुनले चाहिँ एकदम ठुलो प्रतिज्ञा गर्नुभएको थियो, कसैले मलाई गान्धी राख भन्नुभयो भने म उहाँलाई मार्छु भन्ने उहाँको
प्रतिज्ञा। Here he has come in the battle of Kurukshetra and he's put down his bow. He himself has put down his bow. He's not willing to fight. So we will have to see how Krishna is able to speak to
Arjuna.
Because Krishna is Rishikesh. He is the master of the senses. And Arjuna has had the good sense, he has had the sufficient intelligence to surrender himself to Krishna and is ready to take instruction. So all of us need to follow this example of Arjuna, that to solve the problems of life we have to take help from the spiritual master, from the representative, from Krishna and his representative.
र हामी सबैले यो उदाहरणलाई आफ्नो जिन्दगीमा पनि उतार्नुपर्छ, हामीले पनि भगवान् कृष्णको र भगवान् कृष्णका प्रतिनिधिहरूबाट गुरुहरूबाट हामीले उहाँहरूको समर्पण गरेर उहाँहरूसँग
Who is the representative of Krishna? We have to recognize the who is the representative of Krishna, not just only by the birth, but by the knowledge of Krishna Tattva.
र हामीले पनि त्यस्तै गरेर आफूले सुन्नुपर्छ को चाहिँ हामीले कृष्णको प्रतिनिधि मानिन्छ र खाली जन्मबाट मात्रै होइन जसले चाहिँ कृष्णको तत्त्व बुझेको छ त्यस्तो
व्यक्ति हामी सी इन लॉर्ड चैतन्यस मूवमेंट दैट लॉर्ड चैतन्य put Haridas Thakur as the Namacharya, the Acharya in the chanting of the holy names. And Haridas Thakur was from the Mohammedan family. Sometimes people say you have to be a Brahmana. Prabhupada was not born in a Brahmana family. And Lord Chaitanya was giving great importance to Ramananda Rai. That Ramananda Rai had the deepest knowledge, the greatest knowledge of all the Shastras. Ramananda Rai was born in the Sudra family, and he was a grihastha.
Ramananda Rai was born in the Sudra family.
So, social position is not the qualification for the spiritual master.
Adhyatmik, hamro star ke cha, adhyatmik, samajik star ke cha, tesa hamle mahatwa dinu hudaina adhyatmik.
The qualification is you must know the science of Krishna. And they must teach it, they must practice it themselves, and they must teach it to others. So there has to be reciprocation, there is the spiritual master, the disciple, they have to relate. We see Arjuna put questions to Krishna. And Krishna is able to answer and guide Arjuna. So part of the process of approaching the spiritual master is to put questions, to inquire. Tadvidi pranipatena pariprasnena. Pariprasnena, to put questions, to inquire. And we see Srimad Bhagavatam is full of questions and answers. The business of devotees when we come together is to enlighten each other by conversing on topics of Krishna. Machyata madgata prana bodhayantas paraspara katayantas cha mam nityam tushyanti cha ramanti cha. Enlightening one another, conversing about Krishna. So we have come together for this time, at the end of the year, not just to celebrate the new year, but for the idea to enhance our Krishna consciousness, to increase our Krishna consciousness by the association of so many devotees, that we can chant and talk more on topics of Krishna
consciousness.
And we hope that by such association we will get more spiritual energy, more spiritual potency to go back to our places in different parts of the country to continue our preaching. Okay, Hare Krishna. Any question? Okay, Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai.